the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the concept of supplication. We said that based on the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, there are many conditions to be met if the supplication is to be responded to. Now, we mentioned a couple of conditions regarding the very first constituent. We said that this kind of spiritual attraction is one of the most significant assets God has bestowed upon us, the servants. We read in Imam Ali alayhi salam's will to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, mentioned in Nahjul Balagha, that Imam Ali alayhi salam says and actually introduces this kind of great asset to his son, Imam Hassan. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ فِي يَدِكَ مَفَاتِيحَ خَزَائِنِهِ بِمَا أَذِنَ لَكَ فِيهِ مِنْ مَسْأَلَتِهِ. Then, my son, Allah has put in your hands the keys of his treasures. When? When he allowed you to ask him for what you like. فَمَتَى شِئْتَ إِسْتَفْتَحْتَ بِالدُّعَاءِ أَبْوَابَ نِعَمِهِ. So whenever you like, you can open with supplication the doors of his blessings. وَاسْتَمْطَرْتَ شَآبِيبَ رَحْمَتِهِ. Whenever you want, you could open up from his mercy. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has said, Alhamdulillahi alladhi unadihi kullama shi'tu lihajati. Praise be to Allah, whom I call whenever I like, and become alone with him without an intercessor, so that he achieves my needs. فَيَقْضِي لِحَاجَتِي. So, supplication, as we can say, is a huge abundance and blessing which Allah the Beneficent has given to his servants. It is a treasure exposed to these servants. So anyone who is lucky enough to gain it will have an immense asset. This is the very first constituent. This is the very point that we need to understand if we want to understand the entity, the spirit, the concept of supplication. Despite the fact that it may be answered or not, supplication is a great virtue by itself. In the morning supplication, we read, إِلَهِ إِن لَمْ تَبْتَدِئْنِ الرَّحْمَةَ مِنْكَ بِحُسْنِ التَّوْفِيقِ فَمَنِ السَّالِكُ بِي إِلَيْكَ فِي وَاضِحِ الطَّرِيقِ. Oh my God, if you do not bestow upon me your mercy by making me succeed in turning towards you, then who is going to guide me to you in the clear way?
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity, then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab anjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab anjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Brothers and sisters, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says in Arafah's application, إلهي أطلبني برحمتك حتى أصل إليك وجذبني بمنك حتى أقبل عليك. Oh my God, invite me with your mercy to join you and attract me with your favor so that I approach to you. It sometimes happens that a man in difficult times of depression does everything and resorts to any kinds of means, but he forgets supplication, despite the fact that the only way of salvage is supplication. Despite the fact that supplication is introduced as the key to open the doors of vast ocean of mercy of the Almighty Allah whenever the supplicant, whenever the servants want. So after suffering a lot of hardships, after realizing that nobody could help him, after realizing that the supplicant, the servant has got no one to turn to, one resorts to supplication. Of course, this is reckoned as a success itself, but the real success is obtained when we resort to supplication at the initial stages of coming across with an impassable hurdle, so that God may open up his doors of blessings and abundance before we get into a state of despair. Shaykh Al-Kulayni, concerning this issue, reports from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam saying, هَلْ تَعْرِفُونَ طُولَ الْبَلَاءِ مِنْ قِصَرِهِ. Do you recognize a long or a short duration of calamity? And the people, the companions said no. And he said, if at the time of disaster, it is inspired to one of you to engage in supplication, إِذَا أُلْهِمَ أَحَدُكُمُ الدُّعَاءَ عِنْدَ الْبَلَاءِ, then he should realize that the disaster will last short. فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ الْبَلَاءَ قَصِيرٌ. Concerning this, it is said and reported from Imam Kalim alayhi salam that says, مَا مِنْ بَلَاءٍ يَنْزِلُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدٍ مُؤْمِنٍ فَيُلْهِمُهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ الدُّعَاءَ. When a calamity befalls a faithful servant and Allah inspires him to engage in supplication, that calamity will soon disappear. إِلَّا كَانَ كَشْفُ ذَٰلِكَ الْبَلَاءِ وَشِيكَ. وَمَا مِنْ بَلَاءٍ يَنْزِلُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدٍ مُؤْمِنٍ فَيُمْسِكُ عَنِ الدُّعَاءِ إِلَّا كَانَ ذَٰلِكَ الْبَلَاءُ طَوِيلًا. But if one, when afflicted with a calamity, refrains from supplication, that calamity will last long. فَإِذَا نَزَلَ الْبَلَاءُ فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالدُّعَاءِ. So, when there is a disaster, keep on invoking Allah. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To